All right, it is Monday morning. I saw this story come up in my news feed yesterday. I'm sitting there watching the Lions game, and I turned to my wife and I said, "Look, this apparently Condoleezza Rice is being considered to coach the Cleveland Browns." And she said, "What is that, in the Onion?" And I said, "No, this is a real story." Now, she's backed off of it, and the Browns have backed off. But joining us right now from ABC News, Brian Clark. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
It is an unlikely story, and apparently one that doesn't have any truth to it. However, it is an interesting scenario, isn't it?
It's very interesting, and I agree with your wife. I actually had the same exact reaction where I thought this has to be some kind of joke, but apparently it was not. The report was from Adam Schefter of ESPN. He is a pretty well-connected NFL reporter, and he said, yeah, the Browns were interested in interviewing the former Secretary of State for their head coaching position. We know the Browns have not been the model of stability in their 20 years since they've returned to Cleveland. That's maybe why the general manager, John Dorsey, was so quick to released a statement saying, okay, she's a great leader, she's a Browns fan, but her name had not been discussed. And Secretary Rice then in her own statement said, I'm not ready to coach. So, yeah, just a very a nice little sidebar for an NFL Sunday.
I guess. Now the GM in Cleveland does say that he is open, though, to hiring a woman as a head coach, doesn't he?
He did. He did say that when Hugh Jackson was fired at the end of October. But that's where the situation gets blurry, because there are women who have joined some NFL staffs in recent years. I know the Bills had a full-time assistant a couple of years ago. They now have a coaching intern. The Raiders have an assistant strength coach who's a woman. There have been women who've worked for teams, you know, kind of part-time in preseason and training camps. But to then go this far outside the box to somebody who's never coached any kind of football in her life, Condoleezza Rice, experience in everything. She was on the first NCAA college football playoff committee, but this is a different story. So, yeah, the Browns say they wouldn't rule out hiring a woman, but it seems like that woman would not be Condoleezza Rice in 2018.
No, I think we would probably see a woman maybe in the front office as a GM before we would see her as a coach, because that was my thought. I had to check myself. I said, well, wait a minute. I'm not a sexist or anything. I'm all for women having equal opportunity, but it's just hard to envision a woman stalking the sidelines on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, and the situation is changing. You're starting to see more women in coaching roles in the NBA now, so I think you maybe see a woman coach sooner rather than later in the NBA. But I agree with you that in terms of a head coach, I think we still are a ways away from seeing that in the NFL. But that would be another possibility for Condoleezza Rice with the Browns or any other organization in kind of a management capacity. They have a general manager, John Dorsey, but there's no president for the team, and that's more of the oversee the entire operation, so the business end of things. And she ran the State Department. I mean, how hard can it be to run
right.
the Cleveland Browns? Maybe that's a bad question.
Well,
with the Browns,
yeah.
But
Lord knows the Browns could use the help. So could the Lions, for that matter. So maybe there's hope for them. Yeah, it's an interesting story, though. So apparently, she shot it down. The Browns shot it down. Condoleezza Rice is not going to coach the Browns at this point.
It does not seem like it.
All right. Well, we'll stay tuned, as they say. Brian, thanks for the insight. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.